It's 5:13. Girl Scouts are out and about selling cookies, and WTOP's man about town, Bob Madigan, is worried about not being thin enough when his Thin Mints arrive.
So I wondered, how long is the Girl Scout cookie selling season? Lydia Soto Harmon, CEO of the Girl Scout Council of the nation's capital, says it officially began yesterday, the calendar New Year's Day.
And it goes through what we call cookie booth time, which happens in March as well. So right now what is happening is girls are selling door to door in their neighborhoods, in their communities, and cookies will be delivered sort of mid-February.
So I actually do have time to lose some weight before my Thin Mints arrive.
You do have time to lose weight, yes, and be ready. And it's all about moderation. You know, Girl Scouts are all about trying to make sure that we are creating leaders for the future, and we know that a good leader is one that knows that eating a whole sleeve of Thin Mints is probably not the healthiest thing, but that eating two or three Thin Mints with a cup of coffee is probably just perfectly fine.
Lydia Soto Harmon's not suggesting Girl Scouts drink coffee, nor is she suggesting that adults have to forego milk with their Thin Mints or any other flavor Girl Scout cookie. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Sleeve of Thin Mints, I can polish off a box in no time.
Really?
Ugh.